Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Warm, we're looking at 83 expected for the high today. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 87 and mostly sunny skies. Right now, 62 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It is 6:06. Here are your news headlines. Well, Lincoln Police are given more details about the burglary at the home of head football coach Scott Frost. They announced yesterday that more than a dozen championship rings that were among the $165,000 in items originally believed to be stolen were actually not taken.
Not taken. Just
14.
A bunch of autographed stuff.
And shoes. And I guess they already found somebody trying to sell some of those Oregon shoes.
On Craigslist. Jordan,
on Craigslist. It must sell ASAP. Well, yeah.
So they're currently... somebody entered... Frost wasn't home at the time. They're renovating the house. I guess the garage
if he would have been home, there would have been fatalities.
Oh. Okay. I guess he kept everything kind of in his garage and it was...
He would have beat those boys.
Yes.
Some unlocked garage door. So they came in sometime Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday. But he made an announcement that he'd like to clarify that some of the items initially reported as missing have been found. That was the big thing, including some of the rings that they had. Also, the value of what they believe to actually be missing is lower than what's been publicly reported.
So he needs to go get a big dog. He needs to get a Rottweiler or a pit named Huska.
Huska.
You are onto something there, my friend. He does.
Who steals?
Forget security.
From the new
get a big old dog.
That
sure
we all know.
Yeah,
it just runs around Lincoln without a permit. Is that Huska?
Huska.
Is that Scott Frost Pitt?
Huska. Yeah, 14 rings, though. 14 championship rings. I thought to myself, how do you have 14 rings?
Welcome to Nebraska.
I guess it goes all the way from high school and so on and so forth.
Nebraska rings.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them are gone, so.
Yeah.
Burning food on a stove is to blame for the fire at the Omaha Fire Station 43.
That's what we kind of thought.
Yes.
Yeah. They were responding to a fire. One guy left behind to watch the chili. We're curious, did they say what they're cooking?
No, they didn't say what they were cooking. They went out for a medical call, and the battalion chief was up in his office, and he smelled something, went downstairs, fire. So I guess they were making breakfast Sunday morning when they were called because it was about 9:40, and they forgot to turn the stove burners off.
You know they're going to get teased forever, ever by every other fireman.
Well, what was interesting is fire department officials researched the last time an Omaha fire station burned and found that it was a fire back in 1917, you know, where the upstream brewery is that used to be a fire station. And it was, again, food left cooking on the stove. And they said we should be good for another 100 years.
So the moral of the story is don't leave your stove on.
Yeah, that's what they were sort of saying. They're like, it can happen to anybody. Just, you know, double check that. They say most house fires start in the kitchen because people forget to turn the burner off. So this
when they got to run out, you know, they're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. It's proving how dedicated they are responding to a call.
Right.
That they drop everything. You know, on the way to the fire, and then somebody's like, "Can anybody turn off the stove?"
We had some French toast cooking there.
Ooh.
And some sausage.
Not no moa. North Korea may still be building new missiles that could carry nuclear warheads.
Are you surprised?
The U.S. intelligence agencies have seen evidence that the North was recently working on one or two intercontinental ballistic missiles. So the construction reportedly taking place at the factory where North Korea had previously made missiles that can reach the East Coast of the U.S. U.S. and North Korea we're working on plans to possibly, you know, for the possibility of North Korea to get rid of its nuclear weapons.
I think what's sad, though, is that I feel like a lot of people in the news are like rooting against progress. They're excited that the North Korea is doing stuff.
They're like sweet.
I hope they blow stuff up so Trump's a jerk. I mean, all they did was meet and shake hands. I'm sure they're both going to continue to play games.
Yeah, that's what
it'll be a small miracle to get him to give up his nukes, because isn't that his whole...
That's his cards.
That's it. That's all he's got.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... It was... I was saddened by the news. Not saddened, but I was...
No, you cried, didn't you?
No,
I didn't. You did.
You were shocked?
You were shocked.
I wasn't shocked, but I didn't... My point was I was rooting for the fact that he was ready to step to do this, and maybe it took Trump, a guy like Trump, to come in and meet this man eye to eye to make it happen. But this just reinforces the fact that this guy is a dictator. He's not to be trusted, and so hopefully we can move forward and know that this is we tried playing nice, and nice didn't work.
We can't trust him. Who do we trust?
No one.
Your intelligence community.
Yeah.
You
know. About those guys, the ones that were like, he's never going to do it.
Oh, wow.
8 states and the District of Columbia are suing to stop plans for 3D printed guns from being made available online. Jeannie's sort of already out of the bottle. It happened this week. Federal government reached a settlement, and it would allow a Texas company, and presumably like others, to put plans for weapons for download. So they can be printed on the same material that like Lego blocks are made of. You have all these states that are like, this is bad. This is an opportunity.
People are going to be printing Lego AR-15s. It's not like gangbangers are going to be out there hitting print at Kinko's. It's like gun nerds. It's 3D printer nerds.
It's a dork thing. Yeah, it is. I mean, the things they do with those 3D printers now.
Well, 8 states are trying to stop it, and 21 states, including Iowa and Colorado, have sent letters to the Justice Department asking for, you know, them to block the plans, some of which are already online. MoviePass, the service that allows subscribers to see multiple movies at the theater for one reoccurring fee, is scaling back its services. Subscribers, once again, suffered an outage, as they call them, when they tried to go and buy tickets. Well, now they won't be able to get into some of the biggest releases. Users found out over the weekend when they were shut out of Mission Impossible Fallout. The company's CEO suggested that this practice for big movies is going to continue while MoviePass struggles to find a profitable business model. So basically, those big first run, you know, first weekend.
And think about when they use the term big mainstream movies. They're including that stupid shark movie, The Meg.
Oh, that's out this weekend.
The dumb Jason Statham one, The Meg. You can't even see that with your movie pass. They're like, sorry, sir, that's a too highbrow quality of a blockbuster.
Oh, that's a
opening
downer.
Weekend. Nope. Can't go and see it.
Meg.
I know. That movie just looks...
So clearly they're just losing their butt, and they're like, let it go. They're like, we're just going to hose everybody that already has movie pass. They're like, look, you're a nerd. Go see it in 2 weeks when we green light, when we open it back up. What else you got to do?
Very Big Burger is celebrating a big birthday. McDonald's Big Mac is turning 50 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Why haven't we seen ads all over TV?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, that seems like a reason to have an ad.
Yeah.
So McDonald's is going to give out these things called Mac coins with the purchase of a Big Mac in honor of the 1968 national launch of the iconic burger.
So why not just go 2-for-1?
I know. They're the king of twofers.
I know. Starting Thursday, everybody who buys a Big Mac will get a Mac coin good for another Big Mac.
Okay.
So it is
the next
sort of
time
like
you go.
Exactly. Right. So I think it's paying it forward.
Okay.
I guess the Big Mac was Western Pennsylvania McDonald's franchise owner Jim Diligotti. He's the one that was the guy that, you know, came up with it.
Isn't it just all the special sauce? Seems like
the
majority
whole
of
thing.
It.
It's still a good burger,
it's
man.
A good burger. So, I love it.
Yeah, that's the siren call. Like, you really do. You get in, you taste one of those, you're like, oh, God, what do they put in this? What's that special sauce? Crack? I don't know what it is, but it like, once you get a taste of it, you feel a need to have more. 24-year-old guy from Canada went to go get insurance for his car and found out that being a dude meant he had to pay more. So instead of just sucking it up, He decided that he was going to legally switch his gender from male to female in order to get nearly $1,100 in savings a year.
Oh, but he didn't actually go through the whole thing. He just switched his gender.
Yeah, he legally.
Okay.
He's still a guy. Yeah. As he says, I'm a man 100%. Legally, I'm a woman.
All right.
So
legally,
I guess,
I'm a woman.
Right. Make him use a ladies' room then, I guess.
I guess male drivers under the age of 25 normally pay higher insurance rates because they're statistically more likely to get into accidents.
Yeah.
So he's 24. So in order to get this $1,100 annual savings, he thought, you know what? I'm going to switch it up. So he got a letter from his doctor saying he wanted to identify himself as a woman and ended up getting a lower rate. That's going all in.
Yes, I think
so. I think then you just say $1,100 is worth your just holding on to whatever gender you know, or I mean, like whatever gender that you identify with. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was trans and he was like, listen, I'm a guy, but I'm really, you know, like, but I'm trying, I identify as a woman. I want this special rate, but this is not the case.
He says, I felt like I beat the system. I felt like I won.
I'm a winner.
I mean, that is what's okay.
$1,100.
Pick your mountain.
Yes.
Hey, that's her mountain. That is
yes.
her mountain.
Now, remember, he says he's a he.
He's still a he.
Using the loophole.
Right.
Okay. So when he received a new birth certificate stating he was a female, I was quite shocked. I felt like I beat the system. Mm-hmm. I felt like I won. So then he was able to go in and change the gender on his driver's license.
Oh, wow.
With his new birth certificate. I can't believe the DMV would. Could you imagine trying to pull that off here?
No.
With the nightmare that is the DMV system?
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
the trans community is not happy with him.
Whatever. Really? Because of.
Well,
because
they're like, it cheapens the whole process. I mean, here's a guy. He's not trans.
He's like, yeah, that was the idea, to cheapen the whole process. Were you not listening? I saved $91 a month. That's what he's saving. $91
a month. $91 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, cheapening the system. Yeah.
Well,
that's the idea. I beat the system.
I do understand what they're saying. The idea is that it casts doubt on everybody else's motives. I mean, here's a guy who's just looking to get a deal, but then there are people who really are like, hey, listen, I identify as the opposite sex. And now people are like, really? Or are you just trying to pay $91 less a month?
Sounds like there's some transgenders out there that are a little jealous. They didn't think of it first, maybe. Or is that what happens? I guess if you identify as whatever, I mean, I've never heard of anything like this before. So
no.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going to that length. I mean, we've all gotten that insurance quote and been like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it would dawn on me to like call another car insurance place to like find out if they had a better rate, but
well,
it would never dawn on me.
What
to
will
like,
happen?
I'm going to switch things up.
What will eventually happen? What eventually does an insurance company do about this? Because regardless of what you identify as,
yeah,
men have higher rates of, you know, we have to pay more because we get in more
accidents.
Accidents at that age.
Yep.
Yeah.
25 and under were deemed more reckless drivers.
I remember being that age.
So what will you do about people that are gender non-binary? I mean, the insurance company still looks at you. They might be the final bastion of what deems male female. They're like, I don't care what you want to call yourself. You look like the type of person that drives faster than Sheila.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And Sheila's like, I used to be Doug. Well, you look like a chick, so.
We're going to go ahead and.
I mean, they still have to make an actuarial, yes. You know, it's a business model.
Yeah.
It's math.
You bet they do.
I mean, I don't know how he's able to still pull this off in the public eye. Doesn't the insurance company go, all right, well, we get it. You job the system, but now
right.
You're still more risky. You're saying you're a gal, but you're a 25-year-old man. We know what you are. You know what you are.
He better tend into it. I'm just saying, after going through all of this and making it so public, this kid better be like
peeling out of parking lots.
He's being a man.
Remember the young guy that's leaving the bar and they're doing burnouts, racing people?
You're like, really?
Dude.
You're in that big of a rush.
Well, now that it's out, I'm sure the insurance company, whatever, is going to look at it twice for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So. Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
All right, so it's good news that not everything got stolen from our coach, Husker coach Frost. I'm just,
what day did his house get robbed? Saturday or Sunday?
I think, yeah, this weekend sometime. And it was all due to just those are just tuning in. Scott Frost, Coach Scott Frost, Husker coach, doing some renovation on his house out in Lincoln. And apparently the garage is open, and that's where he stored all of his stuff.
Like, so you know, stuff in boxes, yeah. Like you've mm-hmm. just made a move.
Mm-hmm. So that's all there. And at first, they're saying, thinking that everything, $165,000 worth of stuff was taken.
Yes.
But then it turned out that the rings were intact. He still has to go through a bunch of stuff because, you know, they're all a bunch of boxes to see, because they rifled through everything. So he has to put value in all that. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But right away, five of his Oregon, Michael Jordans, I think, were stolen and they ended up on the internet.
Jordans.
They ended up on the internet right away. People trying to sell them, you know. I think that when we do find out who actually robbed him, they're probably going to have to leave the state, right?
That's probably the most fensible, sellable stolen item probably would be those shoes, because, you know, high-end shoes, now people buy them online. You know, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
People put, like, down payments down on a pair of sneaks.
It's insane, the cost of shoes, those type of shoes anyway, from those sneaker freaks. They're the sneaker freaks. But, yeah, they probably have to kick them out of the state, right?
Oh, I mean, how do you look at your friends and be like, yeah, it was me. It was me.
Wait,
I mean, maybe that's what's taken so long.
There's some despicable people.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that robbed Sam Fultz's family when they were at the funeral. Remember that a couple years ago?
I forgot about that.
We lost our punter, Sam Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were, the family got robbed. But that wasn't a local. I believe that was somebody
driving through.
Driving through. That was a drifter.
These people, I think, were locals.
They know, yeah.
Wow.
They knew who they were. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, is that if they were working on it, maybe they don't live there yet, so you just see it's a crime of opportunity, then you find out later.
Probably.
Oh, by the way,
why don't we at the tunnel walk, at the start of the tunnel walk, first home game.
Walk them out.
Have a guy in an Iowa jersey come running out of the tunnel with a pair of, you know, handfuls of sneakers.
I'm sorry.
And have Frost chasing. He's running like Tom Cruise,
mm-hmm.
like that perfect arms down on the sides.
Arms tucked, head
speed
up.
Speed running. And have Scott spot him, like let him get halfway across the field before Scott starts.
Yeah.
And it's just Frost runs out.
Oh, man.
Catches the guy.
And then rips his arms off.
Vanquishes him on the field.
Uh-huh.
Gets his shoes back. Crowd goes crazy.
And we win.
Team runs out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Scott's covered in the thief's blood throughout the whole game.
Scott Frost with the dried blood of the...
That thief that robbed him.
That might be too far.
Him.
That might be a little... That's too far?
Too far. We went too far.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe a tooth and, or a ear and a mouth or whatever. Well, it's
you could do
thing,
it every game.
Yeah.
You could list the things that are still missing. And then the next week, it's a Michigan guy running out of the tunnel. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. With like an autographed tiny helmet. And Frost just shaking his head.
Chasing him down.
Coming for you.
Yeah, go get a head start. I'll find you.
It's the same guy.
And we block off all the exits so the guy can't get out. He's just stuck on the field running around like he's getting chased by a bull.
And if he tries to jump out, we push him back in.
It's Scott Frost.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning. Funny. The music.
What I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Nikki Bella and John Cena have once again called it quits.
I guess I forgot that they got back together.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was pretty quick. Because it was just 2 months ago that they called off their wedding, broke up, and then... give it one more chance. 6-year relationship. She has nothing but nice things to say. She said, after we called off the engagement, we tried to work on our relationship to get back to where it was and in order to move forward with our wedding. But after much soul searching, we've decided to officially part ways. So
what was John Cena's move when he was a wrestler? Was he the guy that drank a beer and then gave you the finger?
God, I don't know.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy,
character.
But I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't seem like he would have that kind of character. I don't. Maybe he's reimagined himself now that he's in the I'm a legitimate movie actor.
Oh, that
now.
Was Stone Cold.
Okay.
Remember Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes, sir.
Remember, you don't have to have a whole lot of backstory.
No.
Pretty simple.
No.
People are like, what's your gimmick? St- Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, I like the drink
like, beer. Well, I'm going to get in the ring. I'm going to kick some ass.
Shotgun a
and
beer.
And then I'm going to crack open a beer. That was the deal. He'd crack open a can.
Yeah.
Take a drink and then give you the finger.
Oh, great.
Wow. That made him famous. Hey.
That made him Stone Cold.
So I don't know what John Cena's thing is, but I don't, you know.
Well, this is what's so interesting because we've said.
I think he's a pansy.
I love her. I want to be with her. I want to make her my wife. I want to be the father of her children. I just want us to work.
That's the old.
That's the old one.
That's what he said before after the last breakup.
Yeah.
Well, so what's interesting is that we were talking before when they did this, and it was just when Total Bellas, that show, you know, her reality show, was premiering. And we're like, oh, okay, well, obviously they're trying to generate interest or whatever. Well, now the news of them splitting up again comes just one day after the season finale of Total Bellas.
Okay.
So it's like they kept it together long enough for the season to be over. And then now suddenly, I just think the timing is very, right. Like really one day after your show is like series season finale. So
we're the fools.
I know.
She says she forced herself to believe John Cena was her fairy tale. Forced herself.
Oh my God. That sounds so organic.
Yes. Molly, is your husband your fairy tale?
Yeah.
My forced fairy tale. I tell myself every day. This is the story that I'm living.
Yeah.
No, I love my husband. He is, I guess he is my fairy tale.
I was going to say.
Not a forced one. Yeah, not a forced one.
That was an odd answer.
Like a real one. Lindsay Lohan is also getting back into reality television. She's returning to reality TV in a new series on MTV called Lohan Beach Club.
She's a club promoter.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I guess she's been doing that for a while.
In Greece. So she's opening the Lohan Beach House in Mykonos. She already owns the Lohan Nightclub in Athens and the Lohan Beach House in Rhodes, Greece. She's made a whole life for herself.
Why didn't she?
Wasn't
she dating some billionaire? I thought that had a lot to do with him buying there, you know?
Yes. Yeah. But this is her business empire. She does like a quick little promo snippet video of like, hi, you know, I'm going, basically she said, I've joined MTV's family and I'm Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay is a 32-year-old woman who has done a lot of stuff to her face is what I was watching. She
looks different.
Such a beautiful young woman. And I don't know who was whispering in her ear that she ever needed to do anything to her face?
Probably like nobody. It's probably just a self deal. She just doesn't like looking at her face anymore.
Oh my God.
Something.
But they show this video. I was like, it looks like the Joker. It's just, she's got a lot of severe makeup on. Lindsay Lohan, apparently there's no love lost between her and Paris Hilton. Paris is doubling down on a story. A bunch of fans have been going through old footage, and Lohan was accusing, Paris Hilton was accusing Lohan of being a liar. And so everybody's like, well, do you want to clarify your comment? She's like, just saying a fact of life, hashtag pathological liar. So I guess Lindsay Lohan had at one point tried to be friends with Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. She's like, she always wanted to hang out with us. She wasn't invited. She wasn't on the list. So apparently
meow.
I know.
It's like stories, time machine.
Mean girl.
Cat calls.
Chris Pratt is just one of the actors in the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy that's calling for the reinstatement of their director, James Gunn. In an open letter from the entire cast, they're calling for the studio to put Gunn back at the helm. He was fired over tweets where he joked about a lot of taboo topics, but it was sort of like that time machine outrage.
Oh, that's the latest. A lot of people are getting time machine.
Yeah.
They're going over your tweets.
Yes.
They will take note. I mean, you kids listening.
Yeah.
This is just a time machine. That's just awful.
Well, you'll all get time machined. I mean, this is the new normal, which is
you better pre-edit all that everything you say.
I mean, right.
Because we'll go back and find it.
I know. And I could easily say, I didn't tweet anything in my life, but I mean,
they all the dads.
They all the dads. They all. So.
Well, yesterday, Chris Pratt and the entire cast wrote a letter, and they're calling on. They're like, I don't support what the inappropriate jokes from years ago, but they're like, he's a good man.
So they wrote this letter all together?
Yeah.
I imagine in a room and someone standing up at a chalkboard.
Who's dictating?
Yeah, dictating the letter together. All right, Chris, what do you got?
Well, I'm sure he's hoping they'll get a groundswell of fan support. And then the studio can go, all right, well, our people have forgiven him.
Yeah.
We are a movie studio that really... It's probably in the end amoral. They don't really care. They're just looking at the bottom line like, ooh, where's the prevailing wind going?
Right. I mean, and that's the thing they said, you know, like Chris Pratt was like, I'd personally love to see him reinstated as the director. He's like, there's little due process in the court of public opinion.
I mean, I guess the fans later on down the road, if you've read his tweets or an offending, you can not go see the movie. But
yeah,
a lot of these protests are the, remember they used to call it the silent minority, but now they're just, it's like
loud
the loudest.
They're loudest in the room.
Minority of crybullies. It just takes a couple of people online crybullying, and that's all that we listen to. Right?
That's all we do.
That's all we do. That's all we do.
Leslie
I feel like
Jones.
You're my hype man, man. Part is like jumping in on me. Yeah, man. That's all we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. Preach, man. Did you tweet something last night that you're embarrassed about?
I don't want to say because I don't want anyone going down my Twitter feed finding weird things going, oh my God, this guy is weird.
Too late.
Aren't you glad you don't drink and Twitter?
Yes, I'm glad I don't even Twitter hardly.
Like you never have to wake up the next day and think,
go, geez, I just said that.
Right.
Oh. What did I put out there?
Amen, brother.
Yeah, man.
What you said. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank God.
Amen. Yeah, I know. Do you guys have anything creepy or weird from have you guys even gone down the Twitterverse of posts in the past?
No, because I think we get it out of our system talking on the radio, but
yeah.
No, this is it's been a while. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. It's going to come back to haunt me one day.
I'm sure you sent texts. People wake up and phone like, oh my God, I can't believe I texted.
Awful text messages. I'm sure I've sent to people that have, I don't know, that I didn't like at the particular moment, whether it's a breakup or, you know, whatever sensitive moment was going on at the time. I'm sure.
You wonder if someday that will be an app.
I hope not.
That it recognizes, it can read your texts with context. And as you're sending stuff out every once in a while, like it's a program that flags it. Like, really? Do you really want to send this?
No. You're right. Great computer program.
Or
no.
If it just lies to you and doesn't send it.
I sent it. No, it's good.
An hour later,
it pops
your
back
app
up.
Goes, whoop, these are the five we flagged. We actually didn't send these. Do you want us to send these?
And God,
like,
no.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Text app, you saved me again.
Channel. 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.